The forecast brought to you by Newgate School. Today, partly sunny.
What was that steak you had again last night?
Wagyu. I've never heard of it before. I must not be very bougie.
Well, you were at a bougie place last night.
I was at a...
Were you there last night?
I was also there watching her order the Wagyu steak.
Were you there, Adam?
I was not.
I was not at the...
It was really swanky.
Missed the invite. Yeah.
Jason DeRusha was there.
Of course he was.
I'm still... It's a mystery to me why I got invited, but I did, and I ate everything, even though I don't like a lot of stuff.
Well, why did you eat it, then, if you don't like it?
Because it was a special night, and I tried everything.
And it was expensive.
I didn't have to pay, because it was a special night.
So, wait a second, Adam. If you don't like something, if it's free, will you then eat it?
That's a good question.
I still don't want to eat it.
No, you need to ask your listeners, would you eat squid? No, whatever.
Oh, yeah. I like squid.
I like squid.
I meant the thing I don't like. I don't like squid.
So 651-461-9226. If it's something you don't like, but it's free, will you now eat it? That's your premise, right?
Yes.
Oh.
I mean, it's, like when you go... there's been many instances where I've like just had lunch and then I'll go into the kitchen. There'll be like a free pizza. So I'm like, I'm going to eat a piece of pizza. And I just like, why am I doing that?
Why?
Because it's free.
That? Right.
It's ridiculous.
I think that's a separate category, though.
Yeah, but it's along those lines. Okay. Yeah, but I wouldn't eat something that I don't like.
Yeah.
You know, I hate oysters, but what the hell? I'll give them.
Oh,
these are free.
I hate oysters.
Oh, I love them.
Oh, so do I.
Love oysters. I went on a date with a guy one time. He ordered oysters, and I took one and I spit it out. And he said, "Well, that was a $12 spit."
Okay, textures, go ahead. Just jump on in.
Just
on
opening the door
without any of our help. All right, it's going to be nice today. It might rain tomorrow. Hit the button. Let's go. Adam Carter's here to start the show. I know you miss me. I heard the cry for help, so I thought
cry for help. Here we go.
It was a cry.
Is that you,
Texan?
No wonder you don't have your own show.
No, that person should break both legs today. Okay, is that reasonable enough? Did you hear what this buffoon said today, America? Tubbs, did you hear?
No, I didn't. Now I want to know.
Stain on society said. He said, and by the way, it's called. Let's just Adam, you're taking on big words apparently now. Because I like to call something a cheeseburger. And you said a cheeseburger. Again, I believe in words. I believe in semantics.
That's true.
Okay? I believe in big words. You said the cheese in the cheeseburger is irrelevant. It's superfluous. It's unnecessary. It isn't noticed.
Pretty much.
That is, okay, just call me if you need a therapist or if you need a hug. You have said a lot of things to me, sober, buzz, that are absurd. This is the dumbest thing you've ever said.
No, it's not. Admit it. How many, if you had, and
no,
again,
I'm not admitting it.
I'll continue to eat cheeseburgers.
Of course you will.
But
you're
what
a
I'm
fraud.
No, it's not a fraud.
Because if you really believe the cheese was irrelevant, you wouldn't put the cheese on the cheeseburger.
Well, maybe I will then. It's not irrelevant. It's just, it's down the line on what makes the thing a great thing. And I can't even say cheeseburger because we call it a cheeseburger.
Exactly.
But that's just, it's just, if you really think about
it. Stuttered and stammering. I have you in the corner already.
Counselor, yeah, my question. Your witness.
You need 5 minutes.
Look.
What kind of cheese are you putting on your cheeseburger?
The reason I brought that up is because the media will not discuss cheeseburgers. That's kind of the route we go now. No, but
the angry rhetoric.
If you cooked a great burger and, like, let's say you open that drawer and you're out of cheese, you're like, oh, shoot. But you have the burger anyway. 9 times out of 10, you're going to not miss the cheese.
That's not correct. You know what it's called then? Hamburger.
Correct.
It's a different food item. Tubbs. I mean, does he have any leg to stand on here?
No.
No. He's now saying it's a different food item. So if I want a hamburger, you know what I'll order?
A hamburger.
I know this will shock you.
Well, a lot of places still don't even offer a hamburger without cheese. I think at McDonald's, you have to order a hamburger without cheese now.
No, I think you can order just
you can
a regular
still get a regular hamburger.
I think you can just, yeah, I think you can order a regular hamburger.
I will say this. I don't think most restaurants have a hamburger, right? You want to know why? Because the cheese helps it.
No, it doesn't.
We've all come to this agreement. We've just said, and then you, unless it's a Kraft American slice with the plastic on it, I heard you say
those are underrated. I mean, your fancy cheeses you spend
exactly,
money. It's elitist.
Exactly. Any your other cheese,
Brie and your Gouda,
American slice was what an elitist cheese that is. Swiss.
So let me get the hang of this. Chad is big cheese then. He's pro big cheese.
Mayor McCheese. That's what we call it.
I'm Mayor McCheese. I believe you are the same person told me a couple years ago. You know, Swiss, fill in your holes.
Yeah, right.
Okay,
you're paying for less cheese.
I want a discount and
again,
on my Swiss
cheese. I love cheese. On its own, it's great. And on a burger, it's fine, but it's not necessary.
But it enhances the burger, though.
Does it really, though?
Yes, it does.
It does.
I don't think it does.
What kind of, are you putting just like a light layer of cheese on there? Put some real cheese.
Maybe
let's go with some thickness.
Cheese. Right.
Is there a cheese shortage in Rosemount?
Not that I know of.
Yeah? What does the lobster think of this?
She's a hamburger gal. She doesn't like cheese either.
She's corrupted you, in other words. I mean, we need an intervention.
She'll eat a cheeseburger, but more often than not, she'll just take a regular. She just likes a plain bun and a burger.
Well, that's disaster.
Any condiments?
And a lot of
like
ketchup.
Oh, my God.
You should see Ryan, my stepson. It's just grotesque. He just slathers everything in ketchup. It's like I almost start crying. I'm on the phone sometimes to, you know, child services. Like,
you need to come back to the show more often. I mean, seriously. Yeah.
You think I'm losing my way?
You lost. Some guys run their house. Some guys run around their house. You're running around your house.
Oh.
The stepson, Ryan. I've met Ryan. He seems like a sweet
kid. Great
kid. I'd kick him out today. I would kick him out today and say, there's the tent for a week. And then you put any of the ketchup anywhere near that burger, ruins it. Tubbsy, I don't know if we've talked before.
No, I don't know this hatred for ketchup. I mean,
it's
knew.
Awful.
What's wrong with ketchup?
It's sugar paste. That's all
that's
it is.
That's
disgusting.
It's
disgusting. Dyed.
You know what's great is ketchup?
Sugar paste.
Not ketchup mixed with mayonnaise.
Oh, my
God. Uh-oh. Chad might leave the room.
Oh, my God.
That is the cat's meow right there.
Right now?
You could have said, you know what's good? Hezbollah and Hamas together.
Honestly, I'd rather pal with them than ketchup and mayonnaise. If they dinner with Hamas
I'm not with
or
you
a
mayo.
Burger,
I'm still a mayo guy.
With ketchup together?
No.
Oh,
ketchup is only good with French fries, and now it's like way down the list. Now, I mean, we've come up with so many great fry dips.
Are there any condiments that you guys do like?
Yes. Oh, mustard, yellow mustard, any kind of most mustards.
Okay.
Lindsay Peterson says Dan Kelly's used to have a plain hamburger. They called it the Morgan Mundane. That's good.
Oh, that's right.
Lindsay, can you come in and work the board again? Because I may never work with Tubbs
again. And you
know
how I feel about the old Dan Kelly's. Their nachos might have been the best in the world.
That's right. That's right. This is the guy. What was your Mexican place again?
Chi-Chi's.
No way.
The other day. How far
what do you miss? Chi-Chi's.
Great Mexican places in town. Hey, Chi-Chi's is just
Don Pablo's is up there.
Don
but...
Pablo. Oh,
I think there's a nice Chevy's down by the Mall of America.
Oh, man. Now, I received an email from a dairy farmer who was very upset. Did that dairy farmer call in, Tubbs?
He Not said, yet, no.
He said he was going to call Uh-oh. In. So you might have to stay one more segment.
I've made my point.
It's fallen flat on its face until Tubbs obscured it
people
with
are telling
ketchup
me.
Panties sort of situation.
Say, I'm trying to take the heat off of you, Carter.
I don't need it.
You
I
don't need it.
I'll take the heat.
He's
I'll
a flat catcher. He is ready to go. Oh, my God. What do you want to say about this abomination known as Adam Carter and attacking?
On National Cheeseburger Day.
On National Cheeseburger Day. And by the way, where is the best cheeseburger in the state of Minnesota? Because I'll tell you where it used to be, and I'm still devastated. It's not around. And America needs to bring it back. If Donald Trump brings this restaurant back, I'll vote for Donald John Trump. And no, it's not the enchiladas.
I will bring back Chi-Chi's.
Chi-Chi's.
Unlimited chips and salsa.
Dexter, was Joel Maturi buying Susie the fancy steaks last night? You know the Joel Maturi stuff, right?
I don't.
They vacation together. Joel, Susie, and I think it's Lois. And I've been able to convince Susie to basically admit that she'd like to marry Joel Maturi. And I don't know how Lois feels about that. Remember, Lois came in.
Might have an issue with it.
Might have an issue. Lois had an issue with me. Remember when that was going on?
Yeah.
Where she came in and told Wendy Paulson I needed to be fired. And then Wendy Paulson, who's a sweetheart, former program director, called me in and said, why do you hate Joel Maturi? And considering the way this station was with the U of M, Mona loved the U of M. Dave loved the U of M. Maxie loved the U of M. My father was the hardest critic in the U of M. Think about that. And I'm like, Wendy, I don't hate him. I'm just giving my opinion, you know? And hiring Tim Brewster is borderline grounds for dismissal.
A stain on the on the resume.
You love oyster. Do you love snot too? LOL. Oh, get out of here. The breakup is over. Hartman and Carter back together again. I must have missed the breakup. Adam, Chad wants you to call him if you need a hug. Yeah, I mean, if you need it, that's
fine. I don't
need
a hug. I'm fine. I'm calm. I'm calmer than you are.
That's like a competition. Who's calmer? I'm calmer.
Yeah.
Ordering the wrong kind of cheese on a cheeseburger must be Swiss with mushrooms and onions.
Ugh. Okay. Get out of here with that.
Go ahead.
First of all, okay.
I like full cheese. I mean,
yeah, and every once in a while, Swiss on a burger is okay, but there are much better cheeses for the burger. Again, if cheese were relevant on a burger, which I'm still standing by, is not. But mushrooms, ugh, God.
You're so wrong.
Mushrooms and Swiss, that's the perfect combination.
No, it's not.
Yeah, it is. The mushrooms actually fill in the hole if you're anti-Swiss. Ugh. It works together.
What else would your other
fill? It's like a puzzle. It's like a puzzle.
Adam is right. Ketchup and onions are more important to a hamburger than cheese. No, you're missing the point.
Onions are.
But I want them grilled. Don't you want
raw onion?
Oh, you're wrong. You're wrong. Tubbsy, you're probably, I'm guessing you're not a grilled guy either.
I'm a raw onion guy.
Yeah, of course you are.
He's a patriot.
Let's
call that a patriot with a capital P.
That's right.
Cheese whiz, somebody says.
What?
Get out of here with cheese whiz. I like hamburgers, no cheese. You know what I say? Get out of the country. Okay. Enemy of the people. McDonald's does have a regular hamburger.
Okay. I stand correct.
malt vinegar on fries is stellar. Oh, way better than ketchup.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Not even.
Seasoned sour cream.
Ketchup and mayonnaise on a fried egg sandwich with a great slice of cheese to die for. I'd rather die if the option was ketchup, mayo on my egg sandwich, or it's been a good run at 59. I think there's some...
Elizabeth,
what you might say after eating that sandwich.
Oh, my God. Do you think we're going somewhere after this? I do. Do we have heaven? Do we have somewhere else?
Like right now.
If you want to stick
around. Where are we going?
I mean, if you want to stick around after 3, you know, I got a meeting.
I'll get a cheeseburger.
Do you believe we're going somewhere after this?
I hope so. I don't know.
I hope so. And listen, my belief that we are going somewhere is stronger than my belief that I should try ketchup and mayonnaise on anything. Let's see. Oh, more people.
You can't do the ketchup.
More people agreeing with me. Come on, fairness. Let's go.
Ketchup and mayo are good together. That's what I was saying.
You got to listen to the people, Chad. Listen to the people. The people are speaking.
Here we go. I agree with Adam on cheese and ketchup. Okay. Part right. Does Blois have a cheeseburger authoritative list? He must, right?
I don't think it's out yet if it's there. So which is it for you? What's the best cheeseburger in town?
So there's a place in Afton called Lurks. Was around, I think, 50, 60 years. Shut down. Somebody, an Afton, Lakeland Shores, Lakeland resident, tell me, or maybe even Google, Lurks.
It comes up as the Lumber Yard Pub now.
Oh, is that what it is?
Well, I Google Lurks, and it says now it says a Lumber Yard Pub.
Now, if they're using the same grill, the best burgers I've had in my entire life. Maybe it's back. Because there was a big debate on could they use the grill. Then it was older. The bathroom is down these rickety stairs, you know. So you kind of risk your life when you're going on the stairs, especially if you had a couple pops or so. But the Lurk Burger, best burger, state of Minnesota. Outside of the burger you make at home, which doesn't have cheese on it, we know, where if you could have one cheeseburger in Minnesota.
There's so many good ones. Like, I don't think I have, like, oh, that's by far away the best burger. I mean, Parlor is so good.
Parlor is great. It's very hyped. Both of us have a tendency to not like the hype. I think it lives up to it. But, at the Wolves game, too, it lives up to that.
Yeah. We went to a place called Chips Clubhouse in St. Paul a couple weeks ago. They had a great cheeseburger.
Gordy's High Hat and Cloquet has good cheeseburger. Gordy's High Hat lives up to it. You've been to Gordy's a few times?
Yeah. Good malts, too.
Oh, their malts are absolutely out there. Swiss is the bottom feeder of cheese.
They make great watches. Their cheese sucks.
I would be right behind you. Lurks was the best. Yeah. Matt's Bar. Go ahead. Where do we stand on Matt's Bar?
I don't know. I've never been to Matt's Bar, so I can't comment on the Juicy Lucy.
You've never had a Juicy Lucy?
Not from Matt's.
But other places.
Yeah.
I like my cheese. First of all, I like cheese. I like to see it.
Yeah.
I don't need the hide-and-seek cheese. Okay, Tubbs, I assume you're with the sheep. You like the Juicy Lucy. You like to have that. You like to be biting in your meal, and then scalding cheese comes flying around the corner.
Tums numb for 6 months.
Cold meat, hot cheese. That's how I roll.
Okay, there's a lot of ways to go with that one. King's Place in Meesville.
I've heard of that.
Lion's Tap. Lion's Tap's solid. Yep. I still remember the California burger. Weren't you talking about that today?
Yeah. California burger doesn't need cheese.
It's better with it, though.
I don't think so.
The Rusty Nail in Battle Lake, Minnesota. I think every town in America needs a restaurant.
Or a brass rail. brass rail or the Rusty Nail. The office. The office. I went out at the office.
Yes.
How about the library? I see that a lot.
The library. Yeah, that's for sure. What's going on the rest of the day outside of kicking Ryan out of the house?
I'm going to go for a little hike.
You're going for a hike?
Yeah.
You going for the hike where the couple was a little smooching?
Document exchange.
What was that place?
Lebanon Hills.
Lebanon Hills. Is that your hiking place?
Yep. Great spot.
Nice spot. We keep the show on while you're hiking?
No.
No.
I did one time. I think I did a bit one time hiking. I think it was Jack Nicklaus. I thought of that the other day. I was walking. I remember being in the middle of the woods out in Lebanon Hills doing a Jack Nicklaus impersonation.
What did people think as they're walking?
Thankfully, nobody came upon me.
Yeah.
Hey, is that Jack Nicklaus there in the middle of Lebanon Hills?
Jack might.
I hit a stray 5-iron up back here. Thought I'd find my Titleist.
Thank you, Jack. I appreciate that stopping by. Rena Sargentopoulos. I had someone I know well tell me she's attending a friend's dog's 10th birthday party.
Our dog Gertie's birthday is Monday, and people are talking about what we should do. I'm like, come on.
Are we invited?
You know what Gertie won't be getting? An insurance policy.
Yeah, exactly. I heard
money for surgery.
I might have to come rescue Gertie. No surgery. And also, by the way, what'd you say the other day? I really wouldn't go into debt anyway.
That was Jordana saying that. Yeah. I feel the same way. I mean,
honestly, I'm going to come capture and kidnap your dogs. There's also a horrible kidnapping story, too. So would you attend a friend's dog's birthday party? Because the correct answer is no. We'll talk about that with Rena next. Rena's here. She, like all of our guests, is on the John Schuster Coldwell Banker Hotline. Tell me the most exciting thing you've done so far today. What do you have?
Oh, my gosh. I'm so sorry. I didn't hear what you said. Someone came by really loud right as you started talking.
Wow. Wow. Tubbsy, do we have to hang up on Rena? I mean, this is a big segment here.
I mean, all you're asking for is 15 minutes out of the week?
I'm craving it.
I'm so sorry. I will yell at this. You can yell at Tommy Platik. There he is. I can see him. He's still talking on his phone and walking around.
Hey, Tommy, knock it off. Is he on the speakerphone?
No.
No.
I don't think so. Maybe he is. He's looking at his phone like he is. Tommy.
We're going to get to a couple dog stories in a second. I was with a friend recently at a crowded restaurant and had to make a phone call. Understood that. And made the phone call on a speakerphone in a crowded restaurant. I was given the look like, what the bleep are you doing? And not only made one phone call doing that, made a second phone call doing that. That's a no, right?
That's a big no. Also, I two things. I can't stand when you are like checking out at a store or in a grocery store and the customer is on the phone while the person is like ringing up their things. Is that not the rudest thing that you could possibly do?
Yeah, that's jackassian. Yep, that's bad. That's bad.
That's like, I'm better than you. I don't have time to deal with you while you wait on me.
What about...
That's a no-no for me.
What about the person who's walking through maybe the grocery store, the Skyway, so around a lot of people, has the earpiece in and is talking on the phone very loud?
I mean, I guess that person, whether they were holding it up to their head or not, would still be very loud. So, I mean, I don't know what you do about that.
Could take out their knee. I mean, you could take them to the ground that way.
You could.
Yeah, I mean,
you could. I have a question for you, though.
Yeah, sure.
So, with hands-free now,
yep.
You're driving in the car, someone calls, you answer it. Do you tell that person that they are on speakerphone?
Well, that's good. It's a good question. If it's just me in the car, no, I'm not. But when I have Q, I like Harrigan, I call Harrigan, you know, and often it's Q. You know, I'm dropping him off 50-50 with Kathleen. And I have to remind him because both of us like to swear a bit. I mean, you'll swear like a sailor occasionally. I know that.
Sure.
So I will I'll let people know in that case. If Q is in the car, because, you know, they're, like his mother doesn't go like to the F word, but she'll go to the S word and I'll be like, and she's like, ah, he's an adult. I'm like, yeah, I still am not crazy about it. But OK, so will you, let's say you're in the car. Who is your best female friend? What's your name?
I don't like to do that. I don't like to call one person.
Okay. Okay. We're going here now. We're going here now. There we go again. It's another female I know well who's going to tell me she has seven different best friends.
I'm not saying that at all. I just don't want, like, when you make that declaration, like, it does make other people feel bad.
Well, let's make them feel bad. Who is your best friend? Come on. Your best female friend.
My mom.
Oh, that's such, seriously. Seriously. Tom, second chance where we could hang up on Rena, my mom. Thank you. Thank you. Let's go with Tubbs. Here's the name of Rena's best friend, Gladys. I just see her hanging around with the Gladys.
So sure.
Gladys is in the car. Okay, you and Gladys are hanging out. You're headed to go see the Thunder from Down Under. You're going to...
Yes.
You're going to see that.
Again.
You know,
again.
Yeah, you know. I retired from there, so you don't need to, you know. You can just see me in person. You know, I was with the Thunder from Down Under for 17 years. And someone else calls, okay? Do you then say, hey, well, it's another one of your competing best friends, but apparently you don't want to let them know. So now it's Karen. Karen is called in. Do you quickly default and let Karen know that Gladys is in the car? Or do you,
always.
Always. You always say.
Always. What if Karen was going to say something bad about Gladys?
Well, that's great. Because that would be good. That'd be fun drama, right? Tubbs, wouldn't we like to
no.
see
it?
That's what you want?
No.
Yes.
No.
Yes.
But, like, often I'm driving in the car with my daughter, same thing. And if my husband calls or my mom calls, like, I don't want her to bring up something that I didn't want Maggie to know about. So, like, I will often say, like, hi, you know, you're on speaker with me and Maggie, or, you know, like, Maggie and I are just on our way home from this.
Yeah.
Just because I don't want something said that would be inappropriate.
Okay. You and Julie Nelson have finished up one of the 18 newscasts on Care 11. I mean, every time I turn on Care 11, there's another newscast. And you're going across the street to lat 14 to sneak in an old fashioned, okay, in between the next newscast, which I'm told you two do often, okay?
Often.
Your husband calls. You will automatically say, hey, Julie's in the car. You never, okay. Have you had an experience like this before where it blew up in your face?
I don't remember anything in particular, but I'm just like, I live with the fear of God in me. Like, I don't, what horrible thing could be said that I don't want someone to hear or that would make someone feel bad? Like, no, I just live with that fear. Like, I can't. I don't know.
I think it's
like,
a good
what if
move.
My husband called up and Julie's in the car. And my husband's like, I just gambled all our money away and now we're broke. Yeah. You're like, I don't want her to know that yet.
Yeah. Or if he says, God, I watched again. Like I've told you many times before, God, Julie's horrible. I mean, how does she she have the gig and she's right in the car?
That's why you have to. It's just like a rule. Yeah. It is a rule.
Yeah. Tubbs, you and the missus are in the car. And your best friend, also named Gladys, ironically enough, calls. Do you tell Gladys right away? Why am I forgetting your wife's name again? I apologize, Chris.
Kimberly.
Do you say, hey, Gladys, good to talk to you. Kimberly and I are in the car. Do you do that right away, or you that's not your default instantly?
No, I think they just assume that I will put them on speakerphone for a conversation.
Yeah. But do you tell them?
No.
You don't?
No, I don't tell people that they're on speaker.
No. What I'm asking is, will you tell Gladys that Kimberly is also in the car with you?
No. Probably not. No.
That's risky. Rena, is that risky?
It's so risky.
Yeah.
Anything could be said? Anything.
Well, if I know that Gladys and my wife hate each other, then that's different. But if they're getting along, then I have no reason to.
All right. Do you texting public? Do you, when you, it's the Bluetooth, it's the speaker, do you always tell the person who's called in who is in the car? I think Reed and I are going the safe route. I like Tubbs's route better. It's a little riskier, but it could really blow up in his face. What's your move? 651-461-9226. Then a dog birthday party story with Rena next. People are saying they always let someone know when they're calling in that somebody else is in the car. So I'm speaking in the car earlier today. After I dropped off Q at Grandma's on my way here, talking with a good friend. And I'm like, what's up for the rest of the day? And she says, well, I'm going to a good friend's dog's 10th birthday party. And I say, wait. And she starts laughing right away because she knows me well. I say, where are you going? She goes, I know by your reaction. You heard me. I said, do I have this right? You're going to a friend's dog's 10th birthday party. And you are a successful adult. Yes, that's where I'm going. What is your first reaction? Gladys, your best friend, you've identified Gladys as your best friend with us exclusively. You call Gladys. You got a free night. Hey, you want to go? Let's go out. Let's go see a show. Let's hang out, whatever. No, I'm going to another friend's dog's birthday party. As a dog lover, I'm a dog lover also. What is your reaction?
You know what? I love Gladys for who she is. And if that's how she likes to spend her time, I'm okay with that. I think she's a nut job, but.
Thank you.
I love her anyway.
Thank you. I was waiting for that key part. Now, when I pushed my friend, she said, okay, I get it. But. The real reason I'm going and others are going is your friend. Let's just go with also named Gladys. Let's say everybody's best friend is Gladys. Really, you should have a everybody should have a best friend named Gladys. She said she just throws great parties. And yes, it is rather odd that we're going for the dog's 10th birthday party, but she makes great food. A lot of people show up. And you have fun. So then it made a little more sense to me. Does that make more sense?
It does, absolutely.
Yes.
Does Gladys even have a dog? I mean, like, or is she just using this as an excuse to get people to her house?
That'd be pretty good if you showed up and you're like, Like, it's your best friend class, and you're like, God, I've been over that house a lot. Where is this dog? I've never spotted this dog. Let me say, how old is that killer dog of yours?
14.
14. If you ever tell me that I'm invited for, what's the name of the dog again? Killer?
Baxter.
Baxter, that's right. If I'm ever invited over for Baxter's birthday party, I have plans at Guantanamo Bay. I can't make it. Okay.
Now I know how to, like, well, I've invited you over several times. 14 years in a row, Chad.
Yes. Arrogance, but at the place, not me, you know. But, yeah, now that I know about Baxter. So there's a story today about dog kidnapping in the Star Tribune. This individual was put on probation for 2 years. She had pleaded guilty in Ramsey County District Court to gross misdemeanor of aiding and abetting theft in the connection with stealing a French bulldog named Pablo. Pablo, great dog name. Now, the person behind, I guess, the brains of the operation was sentenced to a term of 1 3/4 years after pleading guilty to felony theft. Rena Sargentopoulos is now appointed by Governor Walz as the czar of dog laws in the state of Minnesota. What should be the punishment for kidnapping another dog? And by the way, the dog, they don't have the dog yet to be found. The owner is resigned to the likelihood that their dog Pablo is dead. So think about how this works. Stole the dog, held it hostage, money paid. What was the figure again? It's a crazy amount of money. Told police she paid $10,000 to own the dog. Okay, it's such a unique dog. And then was asked to pay a certain amount of money. To me, before I turn it over to the dog czar here, that isn't even close. I'm sorry. You kidnap somebody's dog and the dog never is returned and you believe the dog's dead? 5 years minimum. That's me.
I'm with you. Do you guys not hear music in the background?
Are you hearing music? Tubbsy, are you playing music?
No, I'm not playing any music.
Uh-oh.
Okay. What? It's just me and I'm losing my mind.
What music are you hearing right now?
It went away.
Uh-oh. Tubbsy, did you do anything there? Was the bumper still playing somehow?
No, there's nothing playing.
Okay.
Hearing things in my head. This is the beginning of the end, Chad.
Hey,
and you have it documented on your show.
Hey, Siri, call 911.
I agree with you. Like, that is.
I had to cancel, by the way. I held the phone up too close. I had to cancel 911 on my phone.
Oh, did you really?
Yes.
I covered my speaker just in case.
Yeah, exactly.
I agree with you. Like, dogs are members of people's families. It is, and I know that sounds ridiculous if you're not a dog owner or you don't like dogs, but to still not have an answer to where this dog is, like, that's just
horrible.
It's horrible.
You have 15 seconds. Last week you told a story. You said, I'm working on something, Care 11. I can't tell you a damn thing about it, and I have no idea when it's going to air. Do we have any further progress?
No, I'm just going to keep you sitting in this darkness forever.
Thank you. By the way, I'm not hearing any music at all right now. Just keep saying that to yourself, Rena. I'm not hearing any music.
There's no music.
Put her on hold and make sure she says there's no music. Linda's Construction Tap Chick, it's time for us to go. And it's time for you to invest in GAF Solar Roofing and receive 75% off installation labor. CBS and Susie next.